Hello. Thank you for stopping by today. This ministry is here to bring the transforming Word of God with power to you. Many today have questions like, who is this Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ relevant to my life today? What does it mean to be born again? Is the Bible even real, true, and practical? Who is the Holy Spirit? How can I receive my healing miracles? Are healing and miracles even for us today? By the help of the Holy Spirit, Bishop Odolaju will be answering these and many other questions as he teaches the Word of God. Get ready to be inspired, fed, encouraged, healed, and blessed. And now, here's Bishop for today's message.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I am so excited tonight to bring you the Word of God. The Word of God says, in the Word is life, John 1, and the life is the light of men. Before we get into the Word tonight, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you for my listeners, and whether they are male, female, wherever they might be. Lord, I pray as we go through your Word tonight that your power will come down, your anointing will come down, your grace will be released, and there will be deliverances tonight. Revelation will flow freely without any hindrance from any satanic or demonic force. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus there will be miracles, there will be healing, there will be deliverances tonight in Jesus' name. I am excited to continue our study, Jesus Healed Them All, Part 3. And our subtitle today is, It's God's Will to Heal You. In the church, we find many varying opinions on this topic. Many people believe it's God's will to heal them. Some people don't. Some people even put some question mark on it. Maybe it will, maybe it will not. But I want us to go through the Word of God and settle it today. Is it God's will to heal? Is it God's will to deliver? Some people even believe that healing ended with the last apostles, and the generation for healing has gone away. And in many church circles, that's what they believe. And as a result, that's how they conduct their life. Our text today is going to be found in the book of Luke, chapter 5. The same story is also found in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 41, and the book of Matthew, 8, verse 3. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Luke, chapter 5. And I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, verse 13. Let's start from verse 12. The Bible said, and it happened when he was in a certain city, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus, and he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priest and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. Praise the Lord. We find the same passage in the book of Mark. Mark chapter number 1. Praise the Lord. If you have a Bible, you can open with me. Mark chapter number 1. The Word of God is life. I'm just trying to do some contrast and bring out some more details. Mark chapter 1, if you've been following this teaching, you know I do that a lot. Mark chapter 1, beginning from verse 41. Then Jesus, let's start from verse 39. Verse 39, Mark 1, 39. And he was preaching in their synagogue throughout all Galilee and casting out demons. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And he strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to no one, to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Praise the Lord. You can find the same story in the book of Matthew 8 verse 3, but because of our time, I'm just going to move on. So one of the things you will notice in this story is a consistent thing. The topic of leprosy. Leprosy is what we call Hansen's disease in modern terms or medical terms. And leprosy is considered a very heinous disease in the society, as it is back in the Bible days, is thought of as contagious. In fact, even in modern days, because medicine has debunked that myth that it's no longer contagious, but if you met anybody, if you go online and look up Google search leprosy, if you are somebody like me that gets very squeamish very quickly, you will not be able to look at those images. This is a very terrible disease, very physical, that affects people. And because of that, the look or the appearance of leprosy makes people that suffer leprosy to become an outcast. And if you want to have a backstory to this, you can read the book of Leviticus 13. God calls anybody that has leprosy unclean. In fact, if you look at the book of Leviticus chapter 13 and chapter 14, God was giving Moses the law concerning how to treat leprosy. In terms of if somebody has leprosy, they quarantine them, they observe them for 7 days, and if nothing has really changed over that 7 days, then they will declare them as clean. But if something has really changed, because the disease will progress, there are some things that the priest has to look for to be able to determine that this person is clean. And if you look at the passage that we read in the book of Luke and Mark, Jesus told this man, after he was cleansed, go to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded. I'm going to come back to that in a moment. He said, go to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded. Why did Jesus say that? But before we go forward, I want to remind you the topic of our teaching today is continuing our study, Jesus Healed Them All. And our subtopic today is, it is God's will to heal you. I'm saying it emphatically that it is God's will to heal you. Before we move forward, I want to read a couple of other passages that will strengthen this, and then we circle back to our story, which is Jesus healing this leprous man. In James chapter 5, verse 13, the Bible said, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. That passage did not say, you go to the elders and maybe they will be able to help you. Maybe you'll be in the category or the percentage of people that God might be able to help. He was very emphatic. You find the same ring true in 3 John 1 verse 2. There's only one chapter there. 3 John 1 verse 2. He said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So you can see clearly that it is God's will for you to be well. It is God's will for your family to be well. It is God's will for you to find healing and to find deliverance. And he already did it. That's why the Bible says, by his stripes, 1 Peter 2:24, ye were healed, past tense. It's already done. Now, coming back to our story in the book of Luke chapter 5 verse 13, or you can also find it in the book of Mark chapter 1 verse 41, this man came to Jesus. And the backstory that will really help you to understand what is really going on here is found in Leviticus 13 and 14. I only have 30 minutes on this teaching, so I can't really delve into that. But if you look at that, Leviticus 13 and 14, it clearly tells you that if you are somebody that has leprosy, or you are considered a leper, you don't live in society. You are cast out. In fact, you find a similar story in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 2. The Bible highlighted 4 lepers, because they are in the leper colony. And that's where you hear the phrase, the leper colony, because they create a space for them outside the city. They don't live in the society. because, like I said, it's considered contagious. So they put them outside. And if you look at that story, which was the time in when Samaria was besieged and there was no food coming into town, there was no food going out. So because of that, when the famine was so great and the people were killing their son in the city, and they went to the king, remember the story. So you can see these four lepers, they were outside. That was why they were able to go into the camp of the Syrians, and they found food and they reported it back. You find another story, a very popular story, the story of Naaman. Naaman was a very strong leader, a very strong military leader. But one of the problems he had was he was a leper. Praise the Lord, he was a leper. And because of that, he came to the prophet. He said, one of his servants told him, there's a prophet in Israel that can help you. And then he came to the prophet to come and get healing. And the prophet said, go wash seven times. And he was really, really hungry. Of course, you know the story. He went and washed, and God gave him brand new skin. So the reason I said I went through those two stories is to give you the backdrop for what was happening in this story in Luke chapter 5. This man came to Jesus. He was not supposed to be in town. First of all, he was not supposed to come in the midst of people, regular people like you and I, that are not leprous, because it's considered contagious. In fact, when you read Leviticus 13 and verse 14, when you are going and you are coming, you are somebody that has leper and you have any business in the town, you shout the word unclean, unclean. And when people hear that, they part way for you because they don't want to touch you. And one of the laws that you find in Leviticus 13 and 14 is, if somebody has leprosy and another person that does not have leprosy touch them, that person without leprosy is considered unclean for a period of 7 days. They quarantine you. So you avoid somebody that has leprosy. So with that, now let's come back to our story in Luke chapter 5. I want to read some, I highlight some things to you. So the Bible said it happened when he was in a certain city that behold a man who was full of leprosy. I underscored it, one of my messages earlier, that Luke, being a physician, he always writes in a very colorful way that a doctor will write. He did not say he had leprosy. He said he was full of leprosy. When Luke would write about fever, he would talk about high fever or low fever. He would give the degree or the intensity of that illness. So we see the same thing here. The Bible said it happened when he was in a certain city, verse 12 of Luke chapter 5, that behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. He fell to his face and implored him, begged him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He wasn't sure if the Lord was willing. He was not sure about God's will on the matter. He said, Lord, if you are willing, I have no problem believing that you can make me clean. My problem is, I'm not sure if you are willing. I am not very sure if you're willing. Now, a couple of things I want to highlight. Like I said earlier, this man was not supposed to be in town. He was supposed to be in the leper colony. And him coming into town is almost like a slap in the face, because he's not supposed to do that. He's not supposed to be in town. But he came. He braved him. He braved whatever the repercussion would be to come into town. We see the same thing with the woman with the issue of blood. He came in through the crowd to grab the hold of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then power flowed into her. So this man came, and then when he saw Jesus, I want to believe there was a gap of a couple of feet between him and Jesus, and then he worshipped. The first thing he did was he worshipped. Luke said he bowed down, his face, he fell on his face and implored him. The first thing he did was he worshipped. And then he presented his case. He said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. There are many people in the church today, in the world today, that they are wondering about that, because they've heard this lie from the pit of hell that it's not God's will to heal you, or a modified version of that. God will heal some, and God will heal some other, maybe, 50% or 40%. That's even worse than the first one, because the question is, am I going to be in the category of the people that God will heal? Or am I in the category of the people that are not lucky, that, you just have to deal with it? But Jesus emphatically answered this question in this passage. It is his will to heal. He took those stripes for that purpose. The Bible says, for this purpose the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He came for that purpose. Acts 10:30, one of my favorite passages in the Bible. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We see two contrasts in that passage. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good. And why was he doing that? Because Satan oppressed people. Satan is the oppressor, and God, Jesus, is the deliverer. Amen? Satan is the oppressor, and Jesus is the deliverer. So we see that many people in the church today, they are wondering, is it God's will to heal me? Will God heal me today? Will he heal me this time? I want you to settle that in your heart. It is God's will to heal you. It is God's will to set you free. For this reason he came, that he might set you free. That he might set you free from darkness, from the power of darkness, and translate it into the kingdom of his dear son. Praise the Lord. So we see this. Then when you look at this further, the Bible said, I want to combine Luke chapter 5. Mark chapter 1 and Matthew chapter 8. They both talked about the same story, but I want to bring it all together. Luke said that he was full of leprosy and he fell on his face to worship. So we got that. Mark said he knelt down and begged Jesus. And then in verse 41 of Mark, the Bible said Jesus was moved with compassion and touched him. And then in Matthew 8 verse 2 talked about the leper came and worshiped Jesus. So when you bring the three together, we see that the man was full of leprosy. We see that he fell on his face to worship. We see that Jesus was moved with compassion. And we see that Jesus touched him. Remember, I told you that leprosy, people stay away. So the mere fact that Jesus touched him demonstrated his love and compassion. And the Bible said in Mark that he was moved, Mark chapter 1 verse 41, that he was moved with compassion. And because of that, he touched him. Remember, if you touch somebody that is leprous, according to Leviticus 13 and 14, you yourself, you're unclean. But because Jesus Christ is the life. In John 1:1, we find that in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word, he himself is life. So when he touched him, he was saying to him and to you that you are listening to me, that it's my will, let it be settled forever to heal you, to deliver you, whatever the situation that you are going through. Praise the Lord. So Jesus touched him, he was moved with compassion and touched him, and he was made whole. Praise the Lord. So if you are here today, you are wondering, I don't know if it's God's will to heal me. I don't know if God is going to heal me. Leprosy is just a proxy for any type of sickness you might be going through, whether it's headache, back pain, internal organ issues, you are trying to have children, you can't have children, or you have children that have Down syndrome, or leprosy, whatever it might be. The Bible says how God anointed, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He didn't say he was healing partially. He was healing some. He was healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I want you to settle that in your heart today, that it's God's will to heal you. It's God's will to bring miracle into your life. And you know, I talk about healing a lot because that's part of a big crux of what God has called me to teach and to preach on. But it can be applied to any area of your life. Jesus came that we might be made whole. He, the Son of God, was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. The Bible even said in John 10:10, the thief comes but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that you may have life and have it to the full till it overflows. Praise the Lord. The will of God is not just to save you. Praise God for salvation. In fact, salvation is a package. Inside the package includes deliverance, making it to heaven, and being translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his light, healing, provision. Everything that you and I will need is in that package. We are getting ready to be, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and right on the heels of that, we are looking at Christmas. People will buy gifts and they will package it. Well, imagine the Lord Jesus Christ putting together a gift for you. And he did that, praise the Lord, in a figurative sense. I'm saying it in a figurative, but he did it in reality. He's putting together a gift for you. And on the back of the gift is the word salvation. And inside salvation, you have deliverance from the power of darkness, taking you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. And there are other things, praise the Lord. Many people in the church, all they take in the package that God gives them is salvation. But I want to tell you that there's more. There's more in the package. There's other things in the package that God has prepared for you. Healing is one of them. Provision is one of them. Safety is one of them. Salvation, soteria, is a full and total package. I don't want you to leave anything on the table. God's will is to heal you, to set you free from any oppression of the devil. Acts 10:38. I want you to read it when you have time. Acts 10:38. Memorize it. Commit it to heart. And all these passages that we looked at today, commit it to heart. I want you to understand that it's God's will for you to walk in health, for you to walk in healing and in deliverance. I want you to understand something. I'm not saying that you should throw away your medication or ignore what your doctor is saying. No. I'm not saying that. You have to build your faith to the level that you can receive from God. I'm laying some basic foundations. One of the things that the enemy uses to destroy God's people, to prevent us from receiving all the inheritance that God has for us. One of them is it God's will? I talked about many other cliches in the body of Christ in the first and the second message. I want you to go and listen to it. Go to our iTunes store and go and listen to it. Go to our website, DICC Online. There's so many resources that can help you. I mean, you guys can tell I'm really, really fired up about this. It's God's will to heal you. Now, you might be asking, you know, the devil will come up, well, what about Aunt Sally? We prayed on him and she died. What about Brother Joe? Everybody prayed and he prayed and he died. One of the things that the enemy uses to rob God's people is to bring you back to the sense realm. To bring you back to experience. Look at that. It gives you like 3 or 4 different examples. And then you conclude in your heart, maybe it's not really God's will to heal me. I mean, look at what happened to Aunt Sally. Look at what happened to Brother John. Look at what happened to that pastor over there. Look at what happened to that minister over there. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. God is not telling you to base your faith on what happened to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. No pun intended. God is telling you to base your faith on it is written. God is telling you to base your faith on it is written. You take the word of God whole, swallow it all, and take it as gospel, because it is gospel. So I'm telling you today, it is God's will for you to be healed. Just like this man in Luke chapter 5 verse 13 found out that it was indeed God's will. And not only that, he demonstrated his love to him by touching him. You're not supposed to touch a leper. So whatever your situation might be, you might be saying, well, maybe God is not even going to touch me. He's not even going to come near me. I'm telling you that he loves you with an everlasting love. He wants to heal you. He wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed. Praise the Lord. Now, before we round up today, I would like to pray with you. I want you to connect with me by your faith. I want you to look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't look at any man. I don't have any power to give you. That's what Peter and John told the man by the beautiful gate. They changed his focus. They said, look on us. And then Bible said he looked on them, expecting to receive something from them. And then they turned his focus again to the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to turn your focus to Jesus now. I want you to picture him. I want you to picture him around you, whether you're in the hospital, in your house, or in the car. Picture him around you right now. So, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I have delivered your word. I have told your people that it's your will to heal them because I believe it, because it is written. So therefore, tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for everyone under the sound of my voice that is going through any difficulty in their physical body, any difficulty in their marriage, in their pocketbook, in their finances, Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every cancer cell, every leprous cells. Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, I command healing, I command deliverance to be unleashed right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I ask, oh God, that you will go and touch my brother and touch my sister where they are right now. Holy Spirit, envelope them, strengthen them right now. Let them understand and know without a shadow of doubt that it's your will to heal them. It's your will to set them free. It's your will to deliver them. And Lord, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let faith arise in the heart of my people, of God, of your people tonight. And Lord, let them have the grace to receive, because it is finished. You took those stripes on Calvary's cross that they might be made whole. Father, I decree tonight healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every cell in your body that is not functioning, every organ, every tissue, every system that is shutting down, I command the life of God to come into it in the name of Jesus. I command a divine reversal in the mighty name of Jesus. Every skin disease, every cancerous cells, every high problem, every growth problem, Nikarama Sokeria Baba Baba Sekelia Gode Shekeria, I take authority over every form of sickness, every form of disease. Loose God's people and let them go now in Jesus' name. You are free. You are set free tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If this message has been a blessing to you, I want you to contact us. Go to our website, biccbicconline.org. Or you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook. We are on all the social media feeds. I mean, we are just using every available voice to push the word of God out. And I know, I believe in my heart that God has touched you. If that's the case, please let us know. God bless you. It is well with you. It is well with your soul. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for being with us for today's broadcast. We believe this message has been a blessing to you. Don't forget to visit our website, biccconline.org, for more resources like books, videos, blogs, free gospel tracts, and more. We also invite you to subscribe to our social media feeds to get up-to-date messages, blogs, and upcoming event information from this ministry. Until our next broadcast, remember, God loves you with an everlasting love. Jesus is Lord, and He is your healer.